Good morning, WGN Radio, Steve Dales, Pet World. Welcome. I have a story, and it's my story to tell, and I'm going to share it with Dr. Rosemary Logaitis and Dr. Natalie Marks, who's my veterinarian, and this is, to me, fascinating because here we are right now in the middle of a pandemic, and of course, everything's changed. In our world, everything is upside down, and veterinary medicine has changed too, but this changed happened for the better. So I have a 17-year-old cat. Her name is Roxy. And, Roxy, we're dealing with a lot of arthritis going on and also a sensitive GI system. So what can we do to help Roxy? And I'm not going to go through all the things that we are doing now, but Dr. Mark said, here's one more thing. You can try some integrative approaches. You can try perhaps massage. So we both instantly said, Dr. Rosemary Logaitis, who's the queen of integrative medicine in Chicago, or at least one of them in the Chicago area. So I thought, how can I do that? If I just email Dr. Logaitis, I'll get detailed instructions about how to do it that I will not understand. Wouldn't it be cool if she could show me? Now, I can't drive out to where she is because of the COVID restrictions and have her show me. So how can we do this? But we did it. And that's kind of where I will begin. Actually, I'll back up a little bit, Dr. Marks. So why did you say to me, all right, Steve, why don't we try some other approaches, try integrative medicine here?
Well, Steve, especially with cats, we know that while there are certain senior cats that do not develop arthritis, a majority of them do as they age, especially in their lower back, their hips, their knees, and their elbows. And we knew Roxy from many years of working with you and her and physical exams. We knew that she had been struggling with that. The struggle that we have as small animal practitioners is that we only have certain pain medications that are safe and approved for cats as they age. And many of them are contraindicated if your cat has other types of diseases. And so for us, our goal is for Roxy to have the best quality of life and the most pain-free daily life that she can have. The beauty of veterinary medicine now is that we do have the advent of a lot of different integrative strategies and therapies, which Dr. Logaitis will go through, I'm sure, in great detail. And we have great partners that we can work with so that we can put together a whole healthcare team for your dog or cat. So from my end, I am doing more of what we would call traditional medicine, so pharmaceutical medications and supplements to help remove pain and reduce inflammation that are safe and approved and, again, appropriate for Roxy's health condition. And we're working very closely with Dr. Logaitis to make sure from her perspective, from an integrative approach, different therapies that she's working with you on telemedicine all work together, and they work what I would call is sort of like a potentiator. So her therapies are making my therapies work better and vice versa. And so the benefit of that is Roxy feels a lot better. And I'm sure, Steve, you can comment on some of the improvements you've seen.
Yeah, I have seen improvements, and I'll talk about that in a moment. So, Dr. Logaitis, you, unlike Dr. Marks, who has known Roxy for more than half of her life, easy, has never seen her before. You may have seen her on Facebook, but you really haven't seen her. So what you said is use your phone, and this is where all of this technology begins. Use your phone, videotape her, and you said, I remember specifically, I want to see different perspectives. See her walking, and you shoot from the back, then you shoot from the front or the side, because I want to see it as much as I can. I want to understand what's going on with Roxy. So did those videos that I took with my phone, not at all professionally done, did they help you?
Oh, definitely. So whenever I'm looking at a patient, I always want to watch and see how they move. And a lot of times I'll apologize to my clients and say, when I'm talking to you, I'm going to be watching the cat or the dog or the horse and see how they move. And while I'm talking to you, they don't know they're being examined. So by you sending me videos of Roxy moving around in her normal daily routine, I can get an idea of her stride, of how she's stepping, how the joints are moving, even though I can't touch her, which is what I really want to do, is feel for any restrictions, any stiffness, any heat or inflammation. But the videos were tremendous because they gave me lots of information as to how she was holding her head and neck and moving her legs. So that was great, Steve.
So I wonder, Dr. Marks, if even videos like that can help you. So you do get the opportunity and have for many years gotten an opportunity with our cat to touch our cat and to palpate her and to do the things you do to determine everything Dr. Logaitis just talked about. However, cats, especially even dogs, don't move the way in your office setting that they might at home. So seeing that video, was that even helpful to you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that people are doing more and more now. They're especially through this pandemic, a lot of pet parents are rarely separated from their dog and cat. And so they're witnessing things that they maybe didn't notice before and understanding more about body language and what cats and dogs do when they don't feel well, which probably was happening a lot of times when people are at work. So we're getting a lot more emails of pictures of bumps and videos of limps and all kinds of things, which is really, really helpful for all types of veterinarians and veterinary teams, not only for the acute reason, right, so the first time we're looking to see what's going on, but also for trending. Right? It's easy for me to say, oh, Roxy looks a little bit better, but it would be wonderful to have a baseline video and then a video 2 to 4 weeks later, and we can actually see the visible improvement. So that's a really nice objective way to track how things are going.
Absolutely. So you saw Roxy, you interacted with Dr. Marks, Dr. Logaitis, and then said, I think the best course for this individual cat at this moment might be Steve Dale doing massage to his cat, kind of a spa for cats every night we have at our house as a result of you. Why did you decide on massage? Because there are other alternative approaches, I presume, as well.
Sure. You know, a lot of the things that I do as a sports medicine and rehabilitation specialist veterinarian, I'll use acupuncture. I'll use a lot of veterinary spinal manipulative therapy, otherwise known as chiropractic, to ensure that you have appropriate motion of the joints. But what could I have you do at home that doesn't require necessarily specialized training, which the spinal manipulative therapy, you must have specialized training. And acupuncture, you need to know where to put the needles. So I thought, massage, I can show you some techniques and explain to you, and then let's do a video of me showing you on, and I think I used a stuffed animal at home.
Yes.
Instead of my dog.
Yes.
But that way I could kind of hold the stuffed animal in ways to show you on the camera how perhaps you could put your hand, and then you could put your hands on Roxy, and I could watch and see how you're moving your hands, and then ask you, what do you feel? And if you're not feeling what I think you should be feeling, I can have you adjust your hands in a different way. And I think it worked pretty well.
Well, you've been practicing veterinary medicine for a couple of years, Dr. Logaitis. Would you have ever thought some number of years ago that you would be on this thing that today we call Zoom, on this platform, talking to a client who's, I don't know, probably at that point it was 30 miles away, I don't know, describing with a stuffed animal, no less, for a cat, how to massage that 17-year-old cat. I mean, we've come a long ways.
Oh, it's exciting. You know, I started practice in 1981, and I was primarily an equine practitioner at the time. And I often remark, I wish I knew the spinal manipulative therapy, the acupuncture, the massage techniques, and all those. I wish I knew those techniques back then. I think about how could I have helped more patients with better quality of life, and how could I have helped clients if we'd had this kind of video technique? Because a lot of the farm calls, for example, you're a long distance away. So it's very exciting, I think, a very exciting time in veterinary medicine and an exciting time for the patients so that we can help our patients feel better and be more active in their membership of the family.
And for even me, I may know, I don't know, a bit more than some of your clients, but for even me, had you written this out and said, this is what I'd like you to do, take the stifle over there and take the elbow joint over there, use the third vertebra back. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to follow that. And also, watching you do it, even if on a stuffed animal, then you watching me, so I'm not doing it too strongly or too hard, you know, or too soft. I get it just right, and I'm doing it quite the right way. I mean, that was hugely advantageous. Do you think it was as well? And do you see now other clients doing the same thing as a result?
You know, I've been more open to doing this kind of telemedicine because we're, well, in one regard, we're kind of forced into it. And there's limited things that we can do with telemedicine as far as the manual therapies. But yes, in seeing how it worked with Roxy, and I think I did write it all out for you.
Yep.
I think you called me up and said, okay,
what?
You've got to show me this.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it was all written out step by step, but oh my gosh, it's so detailed. It worked. I thought it worked great, and yes, I'm open to trying it with other patients.
All right. Now, the big question is, did it make a difference? And we're going to find out when we come back right here on WGN. WGN Radio, Steve Dale's Pet World, back with Dr. Natalie Marks, Dr. Rosemary Logaitis, who is a specialist. And explain that specialty, Dr. Logaitis, because I think that a lot of people are not even aware. And also, what a specialty even is, what it means that you're boarded in sports medicine.
Well, the sports medicine and rehabilitation, the College of Veterinary Sports Medicine and Rehabilitation, is one of the newer specialties that's approved by the American Veterinary Medical Association. And there's a lot of additional training that needs to go into learning the techniques and learning some of the special problems with animals of mobility, of sports medicine, of rehabilitation after an injury, helping them restore their normal activity. More detailed than what you can get into in the 4 years of veterinary school. So it's an exciting specialty. And like I said, it's relatively new, and it's one that I'm really excited to be a part of.
Now, Roxy, our 17-year-old cat, is not a professional athlete. She's not one of those agility dogs, for example. So have you tried these sorts of things? What we're talking about is using some of the techniques that you use for sports medicine in what is an older cat.
Right, and that's part of the rehabilitation. And when I think about an athlete, you know, I even think about, say, a little chihuahua that has to jump up onto the couch to sit next to its senior citizen owner. That's a huge jump. So in my mind, that's an athlete. So any animal, any cat, a cat that jumps up onto the chair, they're athletes in and of their own right. So that's the way I look at it. All animals benefit from rehabilitation and sports medicine techniques.
All right. So we did some of those techniques on our 17-year-old cat. And Dr. Logaitis, you literally showed me how to do this by using a stuffed or plushed animal. And I did the best I could and began slowly. And now every night spend anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes approximately. And what's interesting, you know how cats paw you to say, keep going. I want more. I want more.
Sure.
And our cat does it. Roxy does it in kind of a rude way, I suppose, right in my face. And she wants more. It feels good, apparently. So after watching the before video and after video, I'm not the expert. Both of you are the experts. Dr. Marks, you've known Roxy more than half her life. Did you see a difference?
I absolutely did, Steve. And, you know, the nice thing is, again, I have perspective prior to adding in integrative therapies. So I know how she was moving. I know our conversations. I know previous videos and photos that you sent to me of her. What I really loved about this collaboration is veterinarians were really creative people. We've had to adjust to a lot of things this year to still be essential workers and to still take care of our patients and provide this type of care. And the fact that we've been able to figure out a way for you, without even meeting Dr. Ilgaitis or having Roxy meet her in person, to work as a team, to now having you creating this wonderful spa environment at home for Roxy, which is helping her and also, I think, probably relaxing you and creating more of that human-animal bond experience and connection that we know and love so much and obviously is why we do what we do. This is really, I think, opening doors for a lot more collaborative work and just better medicine and better quality of life, especially for our senior pets.
And all you know is seeing the before and after video, Dr. Ilgaitis. Difference?
Oh, definitely. I could just see a lot of what I look at is how they move their head and neck to help balance walking, and she just looked so much more relaxed to me, and her gait just seemed more free and easy. So I definitely saw an improvement.
So for those naysayers that say, massage? How could that matter to a cat who's old? Can you comment on that? Both of you, really. Dr. Ilgaitis first.
Yes. Well, massage, it helps improve circulation. It helps improve the flexibility of the muscles. And there's a definite neurologic response, and there's a definite response in a release of endorphins, which is the hormone chemical in the body that makes you feel good. That you go out in the sunshine and you just feel good, or a runner that says they get a runner's high. That's the endorphins, and those are released when massage is done correctly. And it obviously has been done correctly because she likes it. If it didn't feel good to her, then it would be incorrectly done, and she'd probably try and run away. So it's a win-win. Like Dr. Mark said, you feel better because you're doing something to help Roxy, mm-hmm. and Roxy's feeling better.
And Dr. Marks?
Well, and I totally agree with everything Dr. Ilgaitis said. I think the only thing I would add to that is we know so many of our, especially since we're talking about cats here, and I, you know, Steve, I'm sure you can echo this, sometimes cats get sort of the short end of the stick in talking about pain control and how they feel as they age with their spinal arthritis and other things that happen, because cats are so stoic and they often don't show us or we don't recognize how they're talking to us through their body language. But one thing that we know for sure is that when something hurts on cats, they try to disguise it and hide it as much as they can, which often means using muscles a different way, holding them tight, and compensating, which obviously affects other muscle groups. So being able to release that, being able to loosen those muscles, get them to have more range of motion, again, only can make their lives a lot better. And certainly allows us to also then even unveil other issues that they might have had and be able to address. So huge believer in massage for pets. Again, I love the bonding component of massage therapy. And the beauty of it now is that we can use telemedicine to help teach this technique so that we can add as much pain control and, again, integrative therapies as we can in a way that pet parents feel comfortable and certainly can use video, as you mentioned, Steve, and other types of photos and reports so that we can make sure it's as effective as we want it to be.
Dr. Marks, you're a traditional veterinarian, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. But did you have any compulsion whatsoever to say, you know what, I can have a partner here? And I'm not talking necessarily only about my cat. I'm talking about in general. I know you, and you recommend integrative sorts of techniques all the time. Is there a reason for that? And the reason why you had no issue whatsoever, in fact, in part, it was your idea to say, oh, let's try that.
Well, I think veterinary medicine, we're really looking at the human model. And so much of human medicine now is really focused on the benefits of integrative therapies. And with specialists like Dr. Ilgaitis and other of her colleagues now becoming a little more accessible, you know, as Dr. Ilgaitis mentioned, it is a newer specialty. So we didn't for a while have as many qualified veterinarians with this extra training to be able to assist us in these therapies. And now that we do, it's wonderful to be able to use this. Also, you know, a lot of pet parents are looking for more natural approaches to health, not only in their own health, but also for their pets. And the wonderful part about integrative therapies, some of the ones Dr. Ilgaitis mentioned, like acupuncture, chiropractic, massage, passive range of motions, things like that, are incredibly natural. And so for those pet parents who do not feel as comfortable using more Western medicine like pharmaceutical therapy and things, which sometimes are necessary but not always, integrative medicine is a wonderful way to introduce a more natural approach, which still has all of the benefits that are in, that are going towards our goal. Again, decrease in pain, improvement in quality of life, improvement in muscle tone, range of motion, and comfort, and certainly, again, this integrative approach to make sure that we're using all the modalities possible to help these patients.
All right. Well, definitely made a difference for my cat, and for that, Dr. Logaitis, thank you so much. And you make a difference for all our pets every single day, Dr. Mark, so I thank you very much. We're just out of time, but thank you, guys, and hopefully this is a new way. Veterinary professionals are even listening. This is a new way potentially for you to think about things, but definitely as a pet parent, what can be done. Dr. Logaitis, Dr. Marks, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
By the way, everything I talked to Dr. Marks and Dr. Logaitis about would, same for dogs. I mean, this isn't only a cat thing by any stretch of the imagination. However, since we're talking cats, I am going to tell you a catfish story like you've never heard before, next on WGN. What a pleasure it is to be on WGN all these years. And so many of you email me, and you can do that, steve@stevedale.tv. Check out my website, and that is, you guessed it, stevedale.tv. And on the website, I have all these pet stories. Now, happily, John Williams, Anna DeVlantis, and others have me on the radio all the time, even during the week, between week to week, when I'm on Sunday mornings at 5:30. But in between, I talk about other pet stories. But if you miss that, and never miss Anna DeVlantis or John Williams or anyone else on WGN, but if you do miss it, then you can check out my website for pet stories that happen, news stories that happen, interesting tidbits that happen, like this interesting tidbit. So there you are. Have you ever been fishing? I'm not a great fisherman. I've only done it once. In fact, I was at a veterinary meeting, and I walked up to Dr. Kurt Venator, a friend of mine, talking to another veterinarian, and they were talking about fishing. And he turned to me, he said, have you ever been fishing? And I said, I'm a city guy. I've been to Whole Foods. Is that what you're talking about? And they said, no, not exactly. So they took me fishing, and it was so much fun. So there you are in the Gulf of Mexico, like in the middle of nowhere, right? And you're fishing, and this charter boat was out taking these people fishing. That's what the charter boat did. And then off in the distance, they saw it. Is it a plane? No. Is it a bird? No. Is it a fish? Like a catfish? No. It was a kitten, desperately swimming in the middle of the ocean. What was that kitten doing there? Anyway, they steamed straight ahead. That's not boat talk, I don't think, but that's the best I can do. And portside, get the oars ready. I don't know. I don't know boat talk. So, but they got the kitten in to the boat. The kitten, of course, was waterlogged, had swallowed a bit of water, but actually recovered within a couple of hours and seemed okay. One of the members of the crew actually adopted the kitten. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you're in the middle of the ocean. Who are you going to find? Crazy thing, though. What was this kitten doing there? Who knows? I guess to that, we will never know the answer. I do know I'm back at 5:30 next Sunday morning right here, 720 WGN.